Okay. So we just began the new sugya of Ein Moisifin Al Ho'ir. Have a look. The first word on the line is O'iro. Ein Moisifin Al Ho'ir. So the Mishnah taught us that if you want to extend the borders of Yerushalayim, although this can be done so, this can be done, but it's got to be done sanctioned by the Beis Din HaGadol of 71 Dayanim. As we mentioned yesterday, the exact borders of Yerushalayim obviously have huge halachic significance, whether it's regard to where you can eat korbanos, or whether it's regard to where you can eat Maisa Sheni and other various halachic nafkaminas, where we would need to know what are the exact borders of Yerushalayim. The borders of Yerushalayim can be changed if it's sanctioned by the Beis Din HaGadol. How do we know that it needs the Beis Din HaGadol, meaning 71? So says the Gemara, Ve'ein Maisifin Al Ho'ir, you cannot add or change the borders of the town of Yerushalayim unless you have it sanctioned by the Beis Din of 71. Says the Gemara, Mino Anamili. As ever, the Gemara wants to know, what is the Torah source for that? So this we mentioned yesterday. Omar of Simi Bachi Omar Kro Kachol Ashani Mare Oischa is Tavnis Hamishkon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, everything that I've shown you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you are in charge. V'chein Tasu L'Doyrais Haboin, and so you shall do for all future generations. So we've discussed many times. Moshe Rabbeinu has the status of 71, and if Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him that he is in charge of the demarcation of the Mishkan at the time, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu added, so this will be the case forevermore in all future generations. Well, if that's the case, that's another way of saying that just like now for the Mishkan, you need Moshe Rabbeinu equals 71, so too for all future generations with regard either to the Mishkan or Yerushalayim, which is what we're discussing, you have to have 71. That's what we saw yesterday. So the Gemara now asks, and here we continue, the last word on the line, Mosiv. Mosiv is, of course, like a meisfer. We're going to ask Akasha. Mosiv Rava. So Rava asks now from the following brisa. Kol hakelim she'asa Moshe. All the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu, all the utensils that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Mishkan, Meshichoson Mekadshon. At what point do they adopt Kedusha? And of course, at the point that they adopt Kedusha, many halachas then kick in, chiefly the halachas of Me'ila. You cannot use, misappropriate a kli that really belongs to the Beis HaMikdash if it has Kedusha. At what point did the kli adopt Kedusha? Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu, for example, built the Mizbeach. At what point did that Mizbeach receive its Kedusha? Or the Kiyor, or the Shulchan, or the Menorah, etc., etc.? So the Gemara is telling us, quoting this brisa, Kol hakelim she'asa Moshe, meshichason mekadshon. Meshicha means when they got anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, with a special oil. At that point, even though the kelim had not yet been used in active service, nonetheless, by virtue of the fact that they'd been anointed by the Shemen, Meshichoson, their anointing, Mekadshon, gives them holiness. That sanctifies them. However, says the Braiser, Mikan ve'elech, but from that point onwards, what happens if at a later time a keli needed to be produced? One got broken, it needed to be replaced. So this new kli, whether it's the new kiyor or the new mizbeach, whatever it may be, at what point would it be considered kodesh. So the Braisa says, Mikan v'eilach avoidoson mechanchoson. Their service consecrates them. Mechanchoson, like the word chanukah, chanukah sabayis. So it would only be once they actively use the kli. So if you have, for example, a mizbeach, the new mizbeach, not the one that Moshe Rabbeinu made, but in future generations, it was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, it does not have Kedusha. At which point will it have Kedusha? Only when it began to be used. Look at Rashi. Mikan ve'elach. Says Rashi, what does it mean, Mikan ve'elach? Heilim she'osu acharei kein, comma. Any kelim that they made after the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, avoidoson mechanchosman. What does that mean? Misha'o shemischanchem ba'avoida. From the moment they become consecrated for the avoida, miskadshin, that's when they adopt holiness. Meaning, not when they receive their anointment of the Shemen HaMishcha. That was true for the kelim at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. But from then on, the rules change. That is the end of the braisa. Now, how does this pose a question to the sugya that we're learning? We just learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that exactly the way you make the Mishkan, that is the way it has to be l'dayros, forevermore. Now, we were taking it to a different area of halacha with regard to the borders and how many you need on the Beis Din, 71. But l'chayra, we have every right to assume that it applies not only to that, but it applies to every aspect of halacha. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the way you made the Mishkan now is the way it's going to be made for all generations, so how do we end up in a situation where there is a difference? And that the kelim made by Moshe, the Shemen HaMishcha, gives them Kedusha, and the kelim of later Dairois, for some reason, it's a different stage completely. It's the Avoida. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Va'amai, the last word on the line of the Gemara. Why is this so? Neymar, why don't we say, quote unquote, V'chein Sa'asu ledoirois haboin, quote unquote. Why don't we once again evoke the pasuk that we just quoted a moment ago that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe absolutely clearly, this is what you shall do in exact same way for all future generations. So if at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu the Kelim became Kodosh through their anointment, the Mashicha, well, why is that not the case in future generations as well? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hosam. There is different. There we have a specific pasuk. There we have a specific drasha to teach us that this particular halacha did indeed change. We have the rule and we have the exception to the rule. The rule is that the rules that exactly the way the Mishkan was made at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, those halachas remain in place. But there is an exception, and this is it. How do we know? So Gemara says we learn from a pasuk. Shani hasam da omar kro, because we have a pasuk that says as follows. Three words. Vayim shechem, vayekadesh oisom, quote unquote. HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly tells Moshe Rabbeinu, vayim shechem, you will anoint them, Vayekadesh oisam, and that will sanctify them. That's where we learned that it is the anointment with the Shemen HaMishcha that gives the Kelim Kedusha. We are now homing in to the one particular word, the last word of that Pasuk, oisam. Vayim shechem, you will anoint them, vayikadesh oisom, and you will sanctify them. Do we agree that the word oisom is an extra word? Why? Because the Torah could have really written this more briefly. Vayim shechem, vayikadshem. anoint them, sanctify them. The extra word oisam is there for a drasha. What's the drasha? Says the Gemara. Oisam, quote unquote, the Mashiach. It is only them, meaning at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, that they receive their Kedusha through Mashiach. But the loy ledoyrois the Mashiach. But not, however, for the future generations with anointing. So we have a special pasuk, as Rashi tells us, two words. Oisom, says Rashi, mi'utahu. It's a mute. It's a mute. Only they, the Kalim at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, only they receive their Kedusha through the process called Mashiach. But in future generations, that is not the case. And therefore, we have answered our question. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu v'chein tasu ledoyrois? Exactly the same way as you make the Kalim and the Mishkan now, this is the way it's got to be made forevermore. Yes, he did say that, but this is the exception. Because over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it is the Mashiach, the anointment, that will sanctify them. What does them mean? Those particular Kalim at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. However, the Kalim that are made not at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, those are not sanctified through the Mashiach. Those are sanctified in other ways, in other words, through their Avodah. Yeah.
Aren't we using this? Aren't we? Don't they use the same Kalim from the beginning to the end? When do we switch Kalim? When Or is the same? Is Beach the same? It's all hidden.
If they broke and fell into disrepair, they would have to make a new Kalim. Or if they got lost, you'd have to make a new Kli. What actually gives it a Kedusha? In the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mashiach, for future generations, the Avodah. Says the Gemara, one second. We're not out of the woods yet. Why? I agree that we have a miut. I cannot deny that this word oisam clearly tells me that Moshe Rabbeinu's Kalim were unique. They received their Kedusha through Mashiach. We're not told, however, in that Pasuk, what happens to the other Kalim. All we're told is, Oisom, those Kalim, Moshe Rabbeinu's Kalim, will receive their Kedusha through Mashiach. So I agree, that's a miut. It's telling me those Kalim and not others. The others made in future generations are different. In what way they're different? Says the Gemara, Ve'ema, perhaps the way that the Pasuk has to be darshaned is as follows. Ve'ema, oisom, b'mashiach. Maybe the Pasuk has to be read, those Kalim at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu need a Mashiach. Ula doyrois, what about doyrois? What about for the future generations? E b'mashiach, e b'avodah. Maybe in future generations you can have two tracks, either Mashiach or avodah. Remember, the Torah doesn't spell out what happens in future generations. The Torah just clearly hints to us that it's different to Moshe Rabbeinu. So how do you know that at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Mashiach, and all other generations, it's not Mashiach, it's only Avodah? How do you know? Maybe in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's got to be Mashiach, and for future generations, it can be either Mashiach or Avodah. Maybe you've got two options. Says the Gemara, no. Omar a Papa, Omar Kra. Rav Papa says it's a good question, but we have another pasuk. What is the pasuk? It says, we have a further pasuk, Asher Yeshar Subam B'Kodesh. What does Yeshar Su mean? From the Lashon of Sheirus, service, where the Torah is clearly spelling out Yeshar Subam B'Kodesh. Their service will give them Kedusha. Says Rav Papa, what do I see in that posuk? Hakosuv, the posuk, tol on. Hold on, like Toila depends Besheros. The Torah clearly depends the Kedusha on the Sheirus, on the service. So don't tell me that you've got two possible options, that you can either do Mashiach or Avoida, which is Sheirus, because the Torah clearly spells out Yeshar Subam Bakodesh. Their service will give them Kedusha. So now we need to ask a question in reverse. If we've just been told, this is not a hint, this is explicit. It says, Yesharsu ba'om ba'kodesh, that the sheirus, the service, gives them kedusha. So why did I need that initial drosha of oisom? Oisom told me that what? Moshe Rabbeinu's Kelim received Kedusha with Mashiach. For Dairos, it's different. We've actually got a Mefurash Apostle that tells me that Dairos needs Sheirus, service. Well, if that's the case, who needs the Drosha of Oysom? Why would it not suffice for the Torah to write that in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was the Yimshechem, Mashiach? We have a second pasuk that tells you in future generations it's Sheirus, so I don't actually need the Oysom. Says the Gemara, Ella, first word on the line, Oysom, quote unquote, Lomoli. So why do I need that duke? Why do I need to be told that Moshe Rabbeinu's Kalim needs Mashiach, Oysom, but it's only them? Not the Kalim for Dairos. Well, it's overwhelmingly obvious because it clearly spells out that for future generations you need Sheirus, you need Avoida. There's the Gemara, no. Ilav Oisom, quote unquote, because if I would not have the Drosha of Oisom, do you know what I might have said? I might have said, Hava Amina, I would have thought that Le Dairos. Do you know what's needed for future generations? The Mashiach Uba Avoida. I would have thought that you need two things. In the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Mashiach. For future generations, it says Sheirus. So maybe the Torah is not coming to replace, but rather to add. Whereas in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, you needed Mashiach. Now you need not only the Mashiach, but also the Avoida. So I would have thought that whatever was true in Moshe Rabbeinu is true forever. Remember, we do, after all, have a pasuk that says, V'chein tasu l'dayres. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu required will forever be required. If Moshe Rabbeinu required Mashiach, then surely Mashiach is always required. If the Torah writes, Yesharsum, we're not coming to preclude Mashiach. We're just adding, in addition to Mashiach, perhaps you need Sheirus as well. Says the Gemara, Hava Amina, I would have therefore thought that Ledoirois, what do I need for future generations? B'Mashiach, number one. Uba Avoida, number two. Why would I have thought that you still need Mashiach? The Hoksiv, because after all it is written, quote unquote, V'chein tasu, so you shall do for all generations. That's why Kosav Rachmana Oysom, quote unquote. That's why we needed that drosha to tell me that what? That the rule of V'chein tasu does not apply to this particular halacha. Oysom b'Mashiach. Only the Kalim at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu does the Mashiach give the Kedusha. V'loi l'doirois b'Mashiach. But not for future generations. And with this now, the sugi is complete, so we can now summarize. In the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it say? V'yimshechem. Anoint them. V'yakadesh oisom. In future generations, it says, Yesharsu, it is the Sheirush, it is the service. Doesn't that obviously tell me that things have completely changed It used to be Mashiach and now it's Sheirus. No, it doesn't obviously tell me that. Why? Because I would have thought that it's not replacing Mashiach, it's just in addition to Mashiach. We have a rule of the Chein Tasu L'Doyreis. You've got to do for future generations whatever you did in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. So in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, you needed Mashiach. Perhaps you still do. In addition, you also need Sheirus, which is Avodah. That's why we have the pasuk that says, no, oysom. Only at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu did Mashiach play a role in the Kedusha. Oysom, them. Only those kelim. But in the future, the rules completely changed. How can they change? Don't we have a rule of V'chein Tasu L'Doyrois? Yes, we do have a rule, but this is the exception. How do we know it's the exception? One word. Oysom. Have a look at Rashi. Asher Yisharasu. Asher Yisharasu Lahabo Mashma. Yisharasu is the future tense. So Lahabo Mashma. The implication is for the future, i.e. L'doyreis Aboim. For all future coming generations, Nosnu Besheirus. What gives it the Kedusha is the Sheirus, is the service of the Kli. Midaksiv, as it is written, Kol Kli Hashareis Ashe Yisharsu. Hochi Garsinam, this is the correct text. Ilav Oysam, if not for that singular word Oysam, Ava Amina, I would have thought, mistakenly, L'doyrois B'mashicha Uba Avoida, I would have thought that in future generations you need two stages, both the Mashiach and also the Avoida, the Hoksiv, because after all it is written, V'chein Tasu. So therefore we have that word Oysom to teach me that Mashiach only ever played a role at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. We, by the way, should not make a mistake. We're not saying necessarily that in future generations you don't need Mashiach. But what we are saying is that with regard to the Kedusha of the Kli, what dictates the Kedusha of the Kli? In the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a single stage of Mashiach. In all future generations, it's also a single stage, but no longer Mashiach. Rather, it is the Sheirus, it is the Avodah. So all of that is the exception to the rule. But what is the rule? The rule is V'chein Tasu L'Doyreis. Whatever was needed in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu is needed forevermore. So why are we busy discussing this? Because if we want to know why is it that when you add to the borders of Yerushalayim, you need 71 Dayanim, the answer is because that's what you needed at the times of the Mishkan, because you needed Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is in place of 71. With regard to that particular halacha, we do apply the rule. The Kalim and the Kedusha, that's the exception to the rule. But the rule is, V'chein Tasu L'Doyreis.
Question?
Yeah.
The second pasuk, which has Yisharsu, as you explained, okay, that it's future tense, and therefore so you're looking at it specifically in terms of the future Doros.
Correct.
But the context of the pasuk itself refers specifically to the Dor HaMidbar.
100%. 100%. That's the drasha over here.
Okay.
That's the drasha because it's written in future tense. So that's how we know that it must, in fact, be referring to the Doros Haboim in the future generation.
Okay.
Okay, so with that, we now refer once again back to the Mishnah on the Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph says as follows: Ein Oisin Sanhedrios Leshvotim Elo Al Pi Bezdin Shel Shivim Ve'Echod. What does that mean, Sanhedrios for the Shvotim? So look there at Rashi. It's at the bottom of the Omud on the fourth wide line, towards the end of the fourth wide line. Zok Rashi. Sanhedrios, Shehoyu Moishivim, they would place Sanhedri Ketano. Let's not make a mistake. the smaller size Bezdin Shel Chof Gimel of 23, Bekol Ir Ve'ir, in every city. We've mentioned this many times. The Bezdin of 71 was not in every city, that was in one place and one place only, Yerushalayim HaKodesh, by the Beis HaMikdosh, in the Lishkas HaGozis. But every town had its own local municipal Bezdin of 23. How do I know that every town has to have a Bezdin, says Rashi, Kedaksiv, Titein Lecha B'chol She'orecha, quote unquote. Where is this written? Obviously, as we all know, in the beginning of Pasha Shoftim, Shoftim v'Shoitrim, Titein Lecha B'chol She'orecha. What does that mean, B'chol She'orecha? In all of your gates, meaning in every city. Says Rashi, V'tzrichin, however, we require the Bezdin HaGodol Shebelishkas HaGozis. We require the Bezdin HaGodol in the Lishkas HaGozis, the 71 Dayan Bezdin, Lotzeis V'lohishivam, to go out and to install the minor Bezdin. Yalif B'Gemara, as we will derive from the Gemara in Daf Tes Zayin on the base, and this is now our sugya. So you need the Bezdin HaGadol, the 71-man Bezdin, to install the 23-man Bezdin. Have a look at the Gemara. The third last narrow line. Ve'ein oisin Sanhedrois. You do not make the Sanhedrin, meaning the 23-man Sanhedrin, unless you have the Bezdin HaGadol, that installs them. Says the Gemara once again, Minolon, how do you know this to be the case? The answer is, once again, Kida Ashkechon B'Moshe. As you find with Moshe Rabbeinu himself, De Uki Sanhedrois. He was the one, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who initially installed the Dayanim in Klal Yisrael, as we'll see in a moment in Rashi. This is obviously referring to when Yisroi intervened and suggested to Moshe Rabbeinu that he should not be the only Dayan, there should be others. Moshe Rabbeinu then appointed others. Says the Gemara, U'Moshe v'mokoim shivim v'chad ko'i. And Moshe Rabbeinu stands, ko'i means stands, in place of 71. So you see that back in the day, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the equivalent of 71, he is the one who installed all the other Sanhedrin and Dayanim, so that's the way it's got to be forever, says Rashi. De'uki Sanhedroi, says Rashi, ba'atzas Yisroi, following Yisroi's advice, u'moyshe hoyoshoifet v'dayon al pi hadibur. Moshe Rabbeinu was a shofet and a dayan al pi adibur. What does that mean, al pi adibur? Meaning divinely appointed. The shokol, and therefore has the weight of Kesanhedrei Gedolah Shel Yerushalayim. So if Moshe Rabbeinu appointed all the other dayanim, well, who in turn appointed Moshe Rabbeinu? The answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He therefore has the status, as it were, of the super Bezdin, the Supreme Court, for want of a better word, the Bezdin HaGadol. And if Moshe Rabbeinu is the one, therefore, who appointed all the other Dayanim, so you learn from there that you've always got to have a 71 Bezdin, like Moshe Rabbeinu, to appoint the Sanhedrin. Says the Gemara on the first wide line, let's make a start. Tonu Rabbah. Minayim shema'amidim shoftim liYisrael. Now, the Gemara is going to go through the pasuk. We know the pasuk very well. What does it say in the beginning of Parashat Shoftim? Shoftim, v'shoitrim, titein lecha b'chol she'orecha. In the end of the pasuk, it talks about b'chol shvotecha. So we're being taught l'chayra a number of halachas. What is the difference between shoftim and shoitrim? A shofet is a dayan on a bezdin. A shoiter is what we call a policeman. He is the one who does not pasken the shailas, but rather the one who enforces the law. And the Torah seems to be telling me I've got to have both shoftim and also shoitrim, but kol she'arechem, in every single city. So the Braisa simply takes our hand now and goes through the entire pasuk. Let's try and see if we can finish this in 4 minutes and 25 seconds. There's the Braisa. Minayin shema'amidim shvatim liYisrael. How do we know that there's a mitzvah to appoint judges for Klal Yisrael, Talmud Loima? Because we have a pasuk that says, shoftim titein. You've got to appoint shoftim, halacha number one. Halacha number two, shoitrim liYisrael minayin. So how do I know you've got to appoint not only judges, but also the police force? Talmud Loima, shoitrim titein. Not only shoftim titein, but also shoitrim titein. That's the second halacha. Third halacha, lekol shevet v'shevet minayin. How do I know shoftim lekol shevet v'shevet? How do I know it's not enough to appoint judges? They've got to be appointed for every shevet. Talmud Loima, shoftim lishvotecho. The end of that pasuk, it says for each tribe. Halacha number four, shoitrim lechol shevet v'shevet minayin. How do I know it's not enough just to have a national police force, but rather every shevet requires its police force? Talmud Loima, shoitrim lishvotecho. Halacha number five, shoftim lechol ir v'ir. How do I know not only every tribe, but also every city has to have a shevet? Talmud Loima, shoftim lishaorecho. Halacha number six, shoitrim lekol ir ve'ir. How do I know that every single city has to have a police force, not just every tribe? Because it says, shoitrim l'sha'orech. Simple as that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, echod mamuna al kulam. Even though it's true, we have a bezdin in every city and for every shevet, but there is one super Bezdin who is appointed to overlook and oversee all of those minor Botei Din. And as Rashi points out, who is that Echad Mamuno Al Kulam? That's the Sanhedrin Gedolah, the Supreme Court. Shenemar Titein Lecho. You must place. Who's you? You is the Sanhedrin Gedolah. The Sanhedrin Gedolah, it's incumbent on them to install all the other minor bezdin. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, lishvotecho v'shoftoi. You learn from those words, mitzvah v'shevet lodun es shiftoi. There is a mitzvah for that shevet to judge its own shevet. As Rashi looks, says Rashi, look at Rashi, mitzvah b'shevet lodun es shiftoi, v'lo yelchu b'nei shevet zeh, lebezdin shel shevet acher. So it's not just a mitzvah for every shevet to have their local bezdin, but also it's incumbent on each shevet's bezdin to be the sole arbitrators for the people of that shevet. So you cannot have people from shevet Reuven going to the Sanhedrin of shevet Shimon. If indeed, for whatever reason, the Sanhedrin cannot come to a decision, well, for that reason, we have the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Baruch Hashem, we covered a lot of ground. Mr. Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
All too.
Okay, you too.